Hey, this is Dudes Ripping Brews. On today's podcast, we talk about a trip that Marius went on where he went to a beer fest in New York and also made a just colossal mistake in Philadelphia. Marius is giving me the thumbs up. Like, yeah, he knows that he made a fucking mistake. We also talked about a really, really funny poop story that one of our friends did. It's actually something that he did and admitted to. And it's amazing. It's amazing. What else we talk about, guys? We talked about Athens. We talked about Athens and Ohio Beer Week, and we had a lot of fun down there. So make sure you listen to the last segment because it's really funny. Listen to the whole thing. But the third segment is really funny. It's when we talk about poop. So just stay tuned. Thanks for listening. We're the Brewly Boys. This is Dudes Ripping Brews. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Dudes Ripping Brews. We got a full cast today, like the regular Brewly Boys.
Hell yeah.
Got Marius.
What up?
Jim.
Hey.
And Cozy.
All right, all right, all right.
Dude, Cozy hasn't been here for a while.
I know. Well, really, Cozy's still not here. It's Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
As you can hear.
That's right.
It's nice to have you back, man.
I just do terrible movies. People like looking at my abs.
Well, he was in that AIDS one, right?
Yeah. He's in a bunch of good stuff.
He's in Wolf of Wall Street, which is pretty sweet.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like a minute, though.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you think about the new studio?
Dude, it is fantastic because I can lounge like a lazy fuck. Like I normally am.
Yeah, which is
and still talk on a microphone.
Element.
It's fantastic.
It's pretty cool, man.
And I don't have to worry about bumping a table and my microphone like falling over in the middle of a set.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Good job.
Thank you.
Very well thought out.
Thank you. All right, so at the top of the hour, the very first thing that I want to bring up is a colossal mistake that Marius made.
Hold on, before we get into this, I need a drink. I need a drink before we start talking about this.
So, should we rip something, Jim, or?
Yeah, yes.
A special edition of ripping,
So I'd like to, Tim, can you hand that bottle over? I'd like to read, or can you read it?
Yeah, I'll just read it, because we're pretty far away. What is this called? Fruitful Fort? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Dogfish Head. You don't have to read anything else about it other than what's in it. There's some berries.
It's beer.
Ale brewed with boysenberry, raspberry, blackberry, and elderberry.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I smell Belgian yeast.
So I got a slight story I want to bring up when...
I smell alcohol.
Yeah. I smell nothing but alcohol, too. But I want to tell a slight story when after you guys taste this one. So I haven't tried it yet. All right.
Bottoms up.
It tastes like wine.
Yeah, it does taste like wine.
I actually just had some wine, and it does taste like wine. It is sweeter, obviously, but...
Yeah.
But
it's actually good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, so finish is kind of smooth.
Before the podcast, we're all talking. We're like, oh my God, we're going to hate this.
So I picked this up. I was at a local place that sells single bottles, not the normal place.
Yeah.
Place that sells a lot of wine. But I was getting mix and match six pack, and I just was picking up random ones, sticking them in. I didn't look at the price of any of them, and I stuck them in. And this, when I got to the register, they rang out, and it was $27 for a six pack. I'm thinking, what the fuck did I buy? So I get it home and I look at the receipt and this one was like $9.
Yeah.
So then I looked a little bit into it and I realized it's 18% alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah, it tastes like it's 18%.
It's a Dogfish Head signature.
I think it's pretty good. I think
it's solid. You definitely taste some booze though.
I agree with Jim.
I'd be curious to see how this one would age.
Yeah, this is better than I thought it was going to be. I saw 18%, I thought, oh my God, I just wasted my money.
But Cozy, like it doesn't taste harsh or anything, so I don't know if aging it will mellow it out. It's already pretty mellow, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can really taste those elderberries.
Did we say the name of it?
Fruitful Fort.
Yeah.
Dogfish Head.
I actually really like this beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like 120 minute. Like, it is what it is, but you probably can't drink more than a few ounces of it.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm glad I only have this much. We all split a 12-ounce bottle. So
I think I could drink this. This is pretty
cool. Oh,
yeah. I think so. Yeah,
why don't
good.
You'd
be blottoed in like a half hour.
Yeah. Honestly, I could probably drink a whole one, but it would take me over an hour to drink it.
Yeah.
But I think I could drink the whole thing.
Well, the funny thing is I saw this beer in my East Coast travels this past weekend. So I was at Dogfish Head, the brewery, and I saw it. They had it on the menu, but it was also, 18%. I'm like, maybe not tonight. I still have to drive to the hotel. Like, I don't know. But I'm glad you got it.
Yeah.
This is, you know what I like? I like this.
I like it. When I saw 18% online, I thought, I'm going to hate this. And I like this a lot more than I thought I would.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm about there with you, too.
Let's stick with that.
I'm going to go off the rails.
Well, he's going to say an 11.
Nine. Get the hell out of here.
I'm giving it a 9, and it's because it's 18% alcohol. If this was 10%, I'd give it like a 4. I'd kill it.
But if this was 5%, let's just say, and it tasted the exact same,
I'd kill it. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Jim, that does not make any sense.
All right, hey, so I want to talk about a colossal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think Marius already knows
I'm
going to
get ready for
up.
This. It's going to suck.
So this fucking idiot over here went to Philadelphia.
So on my East Coast travels, I was in Delaware. I stayed there for a night. I was around Dogfish Head, and then the next night I had to be in New York. So I left early in the morning. I stopped in Philadelphia for a while and hung out and did some cool stuff.
Yeah. So he went to the cheesesteak places that everyone goes to.
Can I guess what he did wrong? He went to Pat's or Gino's.
No. Well, he did do that. Yes.
I went to both. Yeah.
But he even more of a mistake. And I won't even say that's a mistake because I actually think those two places are good. And I think that for some reason people think they suck, even though I think that their cheesesteaks are really good.
It's the whole tourist establishment.
But they're good.
I was there last year and they were great.
I've been to all the cheesesteak places in Philly. Like, I've probably been to like 12 different ones. And I still think Gino's and Pat's are pretty good. Anyway, so the mistake that he made.
Hold on. Wait. I'm going to guess. He didn't use Whiz.
He didn't get any cheese.
What the fuck?
No. That's not true. I did not use Whiz. Jim is right. I got provolone.
Yeah, you fucked up, right, man. You got to get Whiz.
Yeah.
You got to get Whiz Wit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. Okay.
You just got to do it once.
So right. And he went to both places and did it at both.
Well, yeah, because we wanted.
Apples,
I was there,
apples
I was there
to
with,
apples. You
got
to compare.
I was there with my girlfriend. I got to compare. Listen. All right. Here's the thing. Okay. I saw Cheese Whiz was on the menu, okay? But Cheese Whiz does not mean the vat of yellowy cheese, melted cheese. Cheese Whiz is the shit that you pour out of the can.
Yeah, no. They get it. The stuff that's in the can, they get it in a giant can.
I get it. Like, it makes sense now. Yeah. I didn't put it together, man. I don't know. I first of all, I wanted, you know, a good-ass cheesesteak. So I was like, I don't know. I guess provolone. I don't know.
When I went there,
I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Before I ever had an official Philly cheesesteak, I thought the same thing. They were using a can and they were
spraying
it on.
See, fuck you.
I thought so
fuck
too.
Fuck you, Tim.
No,
dude,
I seriously.
Oh
did.
My god.
Yeah, but the key is
triple whatever pals to
but,
you.
The
fuck
key,
you.
But
man.
I still ordered it that way because that's the way you're supposed to get.
Right, you order it the way it comes.
Right.
But no, but it doesn't come any which way.
Yes, it
does. You say, you know, with or without, and then the cheese. Right?
Yeah, no, but the everybody there gets the Whiz. They get Whiz Wit.
Well, fuck me then, right? They also had plain too. Like plain was the first choice on the menu. All right,
those are for the weirdos.
Yeah, I know. I wanted some good ass cheese on
it. It's not a Philly cheesesteak unless you have Cheese Whiz. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I went to Philly and had a Philly steak.
Yeah, right.
It's not the same.
Hey, eat my ass, Cozy.
Thank you, Cozy.
By the way, the Prince of Steaks is the best.
So you guys agree that he's a fucking moron?
Yes.
He's choking on that beer.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, he's dying. He's dying over
down
here.
A member here.
Oh my god!
You guys might witness this. Okay, so yeah, I don't think he's a moron, but I think he should do his research next time.
No, I think he just needs another trip out there.
You know what? You know. The bad part is I did my research.
Oh god!
Oh, now you're a moron.
Chris and I were on each of like their websites. Trying to figure out the right way to order this fucking thing because, you know, you got to do wit without, you know, all that
and
stuff.
And you can't, like, stand there and, like, hold up the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They're
like,
well,
wait, like
Soup
Nazi.
But
why did you
research it and then get provolone?
Well,
There's no excuse.
Nowhere did it say that it's like, oh, Cheese Whiz is the official one.
Well, here's the thing. So we talked about, and you and I actually talked about this. We went to the Indians game. We were talking about it. We might go to Homebrew Con next year up in Rhode Island.
That's true.
I think we need to swing through Philadelphia and get a fucking real cheesesteak.
I think that'd be great. I could redeem my mistakes.
Yeah, we can hang out there for a night.
You're not even going to believe how much better it is.
Dude, I bet. Yeah. Like, when I get Philly cheesesteaks in Cleveland, you know? Like, not at Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, I put the yellow shirt on there. But
that, yeah,
but
usually that's not Cheese Whiz, though. That's usually some other kind of cheese.
That's probably American or something, melted American. Yeah.
It's not for some reason. If they make it in Philadelphia, it's better than if it's anywhere else.
Yeah, it's the water, right?
I think it might be. I don't know.
So my review of those steaks were they're pretty plain. I know why now.
But you like? Did you like them or no?
This is kind of bland. They were good, but they needed something else.
Did you get it with or without?
I got it with.
Yeah. You did. So you had onions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I want this. I want my shit loaded up. Yeah. I just don't want provolone, I guess.
Interesting. What a colossal mistake is right, Tim.
All right, what do we got to drink here?
I am an idiot.
Let's pop this one open right here. It's sitting out before it gets cold, before it gets warm.
Crack that, baby.
Before it gets, what are we, in the freezer?
What do we got?
Okay,
so drink it first, and I'll tell you.
I hate this.
Kind of hate
this.
This
is like an Ali Brothers special where he's just like,
no, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Drink this. While he's pouring this out, just a quick recap of Athens. I know we talked it up on the last few episodes. So, you know, your boys went to Athens and came home with a bunch of fucking medals.
Hell yeah, dude.
A bunch.
Now, I don't think it was as successful as last year, but...
I think it was more successful.
I don't see how you say that.
Well, I entered more beers and I got...
Well, last year we got 10 medals. This year we got 9.
Same medals.
I entered like half of what I entered last year, though.
How many did you enter last year?
9.
Yeah,
something like that.
So you entered 4.5?
Yep. Yes, I entered 4.5.
I entered less and I won more.
Yeah, Jim actually raked.
Yeah,
Jim raked.
Really did.
Jim had his name up there on the top medal winners. You were tied for third place.
Woo! Yeah,
one of those was Tim's, though.
Yeah.
Tim had a beer that that I had an opening slot I entered for him. So. Yeah.
And also that dragon fruit was...
Half. We both brewed.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't see why he calls it his. Mm. He's calling it, you see this? Mm. Condescending piece of shit.
Mm. Mm. Well, see, the cool thing is they do...
And that
they
was
did,
just an honorable mention anyway.
So the cool thing is they do like homebrew club, and we had 4 people entering beers versus like much larger homebrew clubs that had dozens of people entering beers, probably.
Well, I always wonder, like, how many people do you think are actually entering beers from those clubs?
A lot.
Sure.
A lot.
I mean, but the point is that, you know, there are 2 or 3 much larger homebrew clubs in Northeast Ohio, and we outscored all of them with just 4 of us, which is pretty cool.
It's amazing.
We did good. Now, Cozy, I don't want this to be negative or anything, but you didn't win any medals. But
except for the collabs.
We did the collaboration, which won a gold. The sweet and sour Saget, we call it. It's our Iron Brewer beer without any peanut butter.
What was your recipe there?
It's a dark.
But it was, what was your secret ingredient in it?
It was peanut butter at
peanut butter.
Iron Brewer. But basically what we did is when we were done making that beer and bottling that, we had some leftover. So it's a dark Berliner Weiss. Sour. So I just threw some, we had some raspberry and strawberry in it, and I put a little bit more in and bottled it.
See, I didn't
and it
try
turned
that.
Out pretty good.
I tried the one at Iron Brew, and I thought it was pretty bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, the peanut butter kind of adds a whole
Yeah, I didn't like the
thing.
Peanut butter one.
But this one, I mean, tastes like a tart Berliner Weiss. Like, what do you think so?
I'd like to try that. Do you guys have any extra?
I think Cozy
I may have another bottle.
So next time we're together, I want to try that.
Yeah, I'll bring it for maybe next podcast or something.
What I did want to bring up, though, for Athens is what happened to Cozy Juice. You know, a beer that we all love, that you make, Cozy, that's great all the time, but didn't place. What happened there?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I got my scores, and then I got my score sheet, and my score sheet didn't match up with my scores. The score sheets also didn't even... They definitely weren't for the right beer. So
Are you serious?
Yeah, so Cozy Juice is basically Citra El Dorado. And you guys have had it. Yep. In fact, I have bottles of it here. The score sheets that I got matched my number as far as like the number of entry.
Yeah.
But it talked about it being like a super piney beer that was too dark.
And that's like and
it's
exact,
super bright.
That's the exact opposite of what it is.
Yeah, so I sent a note about it, but there's really nothing can be done at this point. So I honestly don't know how the beer did. Because the scores didn't even match up.
That's weird.
Anything
that's,
like that.
Yeah, that's too Never bad. Seen I, that happen. I think that's the first like official time where we can confirm that something happened. Yeah. You know, we like because of our score, sometimes we theorize like, oh, maybe they mixed the beers up. And we got
maybe it got shooken up while shipping.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, we have a bunch of beers that score well in every competition.
Yep.
They score really well.
Yeah.
And when sometimes, so just out of clarity,
yeah, you've
really
had it too.
A really, really good score, like excellent score is 40.
Yeah. Excellent score.
Like 40 out
rare,
of 50.
Right. It's rare you get a 40. Yep. And I have a beer that scores 40s. You know, fairly often, the same beer, it scores in the 40s regularly. And sometimes I get my score back and I get like a 19. Like, how does that happen?
Right.
How does that happen? It's not possible unless either A, the judge doesn't know what they're talking about. It's an uncertified judge or something. Or they got the entries mixed up. And maybe we don't know, like, that they actually mixed them up. Because, but in your circumstance, they actually noted the color was too dark, and we know that that is not true.
Right, because it's like...
It's like that, bright
that
yellow.
That can't change during shipping.
Right.
Like, well, and especially since these beers were hand-delivered, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you didn't even ship them, yeah.
And it couldn't possibly be mislabeled, anything like that. But, it is what it is. It's like, I'm cool with it because, you know, we did good as a group. I still got good feedback on my other beers. That's a beer that I've brewed enough to where, like, I know what's right and wrong with it.
And also, like, one of the best home brews I've ever had.
Yeah, that's a beer that goes beyond competition. That's
fact,
a beer that I crave. I'm like, when is Cozy making that Cozy?
Yeah,
yeah, and I think, you know, something we may talk about in the near future is, you know, we gave this beer and a couple other beers to a local brewery here, and they said it's the best home brew they've ever had. Like, the group of beers said it was the best homebrew they've ever had, and they actually wanted to do a collaboration brew with us. So
I would love to do that. Yeah, I think
that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
But yeah, and then I think so. What were the beers that we got gold medals on though?
I had a double IPA called Double Whatever Pals.
I had a gold on a porter.
Yeah, you got a gold on a porter, which you use the candy syrup on, right?
No, so that one won. That one either a bronze or a silver.
Okay.
But that was a different, that was like a, you know, like a specialty porter or whatever.
Okay.
So that was the same recipe, but it used a candy syrup that, and we, you know what's funny? We judged those. We talked about them on the last podcast and we said they're horrible.
Yeah.
Not horrible. We said they're not going to win anything.
The candied one. Yeah. I thought the regular one was pretty good.
Yeah. So that one, the regular one won gold.
Yeah.
And then the candied one, I think it won bronze. And then my IPA, I think, won silver. Because I hit for the cycle. I had a gold, silver, and a medal.
Same.
A gold, silver, bronze is what
that's
I had.
That's what I had, too.
Yeah. Right on.
Yep.
So silver medals, I had IPA won silver, I believe. Was it?
I don't know.
No, silver was the raspberry apricot blonde ale.
I don't know. That was pretty
good. That didn't win gold? I thought that won gold.
No, that won a silver. And then for bronze, I had IPA, which was Haze Man.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think
Haze Man.
Marius, what'd you win, Marius? What'd you win?
So Marius brewed a beer. We consulted together on the recipe, but Marius ultimately brewed it and did such a good job on a Schwarz beer, which is a beer. It's, you know, it's hard to keep it's hard to get it the right temperature and like figure out like the right temperature to ferment the yeast at and stuff like that. Sure. So I think you did an awesome job with that one. I got to taste it. It's fantastic.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
What did it win?
They won a silver. The score was actually very well. I think it got a 39.5, right? So
that's a good score. That's a really good score.
I'm proud of that beer just because like we brewed this and we had no real reference point. Like, because, you know, you can't just go to the store and buy a Schwartz beer, right? Like,
and if you do, how do you know it's actually true to style?
That's fair. So,
One proud point that I have a takeaway from Athens is none of my beers were less than 30.
Yeah, same.
I had nothing less than 30 on my
scores.
I had
a bunch of those.
Yeah. Really? None of mine were under 30 either.
Yeah, I think half of mine were under
30. Which is really good. I actually only had one beer that didn't medal, and it was actually the one that you gave me to submit.
Shoot. Well, I guess it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Well, you still had over 30, though.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So I learned a lesson. So my only beers that got in the 20s, and they were still like 27 to 29, were any of my fruit beers, which I entered three of them. So I had success with that blueberry coffee Baltic Porter in past competitions. And the way I made that one is I didn't add the blueberry until bottling. And it turned out really good. So I decided to do that again with all of my fruit beers. And they all taste like so gross.
No.
So I learned my lesson.
Do you think it's oxidation or what could it be? I mean,
they ended up being a little too heavy on the mouth for for their style. So like one was a pale ale, right? And ended up being like way too heavy bodied for a pale ale.
Yeah.
But that sweet and sour Saget was one that we actually put that in the secondary. We put the fruit in the secondary. We
did, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. Learning my lessons.
All right, so let's take a quick break.
Hold on, wait. I want to talk about this beer that we're drinking right now.
Right. No, yeah. Take a quick break from bragging.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about this beer.
Yeah, so this is, what do you guys think about it?
I'm not crazy about it.
I don't know what I'm drinking.
It tastes like...
It's a bourbon barrel
style. It tastes like a shittier...
it's not a homebrew, by the way.
I can see it. A shittier, what is it, Oro Negro.
A shittier Oro Negro.
Well, it doesn't have the spice.
I get some of that, actually.
Side note, did you guys have some Oro Blanco while you're down there?
They didn't have it.
Oh, I had some. I was so excited.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk more about Athens, in the next break and some of the beers we had. They had some really good ones. Hey, can you make sure those beers don't spill with him bumping into this table?
So this beer is...
Moose.
The dog just came up.
What are you doing?
He's smelling... Cozy. What are you smelling cozy for?
What's your opinion on this beer?
I love you too, buddy.
So this beer is made by my friends at Levity Brewing Company in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Pennsylvania. Yeah. I love it when you talk about
this
place.
This is that bourbon barrel? The Woodford beer? Yes. It doesn't taste the same as the last time.
This is a stout that they brewed, and it's aged in Woodford Reserve barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 or 11% alcohol.
You get a nice smoothness on it. Yeah. And now the reason I said shittier Oro Negro is because I really like Oro Negro. So,
but I've had this beer before, and it was on it was in a growler, mm-hmm. and it was fucking great. I'm not saying that this is bad, but it doesn't taste as good as the last time I had it.
It just tastes a little flat,
maybe.
But this is the same beer. I brought home a small growler. Excuse me, a small growler this home from the brewery, like 2 months ago maybe?
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. I had it on draft there, and I rarely love bourbon barrel-aged stuff, but I had to get a growler to take home. So I brought it home, and I think I shared it with Tim and Sean, and we loved it.
That's cool. Now, why was it in an unmarked bottle, Jim?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to
that. We got a mystery on our hands.
They don't really bottle a lot of stuff.
Okay.
It's a really small place. I mean, it's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their stuff, I think, is just kegs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I think they just bottled this one. I don't think they had labels.
I think the coolest part about this whole thing is that there's a city called Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I want to do that. Can we form a city and call it, like, Wyoming, Ohio?
Sure.
Why Wyoming?
I don't know. It's a weird name.
It's as closest to
a. What about a city called Ohio, Ohio?
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking crazy. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be that crazy. There's already New York, New York, right?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
True.
We'll make it. Ohio, yeah. Ohio.
Well, technically, we have Ohio City, even though it's not actually
Not a city. It used to be, though.
But we could just
that's part of it.
Guys, let's actually start a new marketing campaign and just call that Ohio, Ohio from now on.
Yeah, Ohio, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll try some more beers, and we're going to talk Athens.
What other beers do we have to drink?
We got some good ones.
We do?
Yeah, we got a lot of beer.
Where'd they come from? Did you come from your trip?
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
All right, so we're going to talk about Athens. I have a really funny poop story, so make sure you
tuned
for that, because it's really good.
Ass!
after all your stories from your workplace... I never doubt you anymore.
This isn't from work, actually.
Yeah, well.
So what, is this guy just, like, seeking out poop stories all the time?
No.
And now it's expanded from work to fucking restaurants or something. Who knows?
No.
We'll find out.
Wait. So it's at your house?
No, this is something that a friend of ours did.
Got me peaked.
This is gonna be good. All right.
I told him, when he told me the story, I said, I'm bringing that up on the podcast. I'm just letting you know. And he goes, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
All right. So, we'll be back. We got some beers to drink. Hey, welcome back to Dudes Ripping Brews.
Yo.
During the break, we poured up a new beer. Who brought this?
I did. This is
talk about it.
This is a Marius beer. So, on my trip, like I said, I ended up in New York, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get this beer, a beer from Vermont. This is Lawson's Finest Liquids, Silver Sunshine, double IPA. This is a pretty famous beer. As you guys try this, think more Pliny the Elder than New England IPA.
But it's juicy.
It is. But it's not like, you know, super hazy or anything like that.
It's juicy, but I'm getting a lot of pine, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
A lot of pine.
It's a good balance.
And that's what I'm saying, think more Pliny the Elder. Yeah. This is great when it's fresh. I mean, this is about a month old now. But, yeah, I was very happy that I was able to find this.
Did you have it yet, or this is the first time you're trying it?
No, this is the first time. I actually went to a bar, and they had it. They had cans of it, at least on the menu. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get this. And they ran out. So I went to a bottle shop, and I got this one. And I'm happy that I did because I like it.
I mean, I'll say double IPAs or Imperial IPAs are probably my least favorite IPAs, but I could get down with this.
What about white IPAs?
That's my other...
What about Belgian IPAs?
Same thing.
What about
black IPAs?
I like black IPAs. All
right.
Yeah. What about triple IPAs?
That's Imperial.
What about quadruple IPAs?
Does that exist?
What about sextuple IPAs?
The bigger, the worse. Yeah, come on. I mean, like, who's going to order a 120-minute, like, every day and drink it because it's refreshing?
Dude, that beer is so fucking gross. I'm sorry.
It's bad.
There's just so much going on.
It's so gross.
Yeah. So I want to make a comment about this beer.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
He hates it.
This is going to be good.
Jim hates it. I know it.
It's really good, by the way. What? It's really good. It's a very, very good. It does not taste like a double IPA at all. I actually wouldn't have known it was a double IPA unless you mentioned it. It tastes like a regular 5%, your standard 6% IPA. It's very good. It's more watery. It's more like liquidy. I don't know the word to say.
Lawson's Finest Liquids.
Means. Yeah, but it doesn't taste super thick, like mouth feeling thick, like a double IPA usually tastes like, which I like.
So it strikes a good balance, right? Yes. That's the tricky part with double IPAs.
Yeah.
Yes. This is good.
Well, I mean, last year I tried to brew a double, and I called it a juicy double, and yeah, it was so. It's hard for the juicy beers to last on a shelf.
It is, right?
They're good for maybe a month tops.
Yeah,
is that it?
I think it says on the can, drink fresh. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I would say this beer, the older it got, I may not enjoy it, but
sure.
I mean, I would give this, eight and a half.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Yeah,
same. I mean, I see this posted on Instagram and stuff a lot, and it's, you know, like you said, it's pretty famous beer.
I give it a nine.
It's really, really good. I don't know that it lives up to the hype.
Nine.
I think it's really good, though.
But we also haven't got it fresh, though.
It's hard to. It's hard to live up to the hype. Like, you think if we drank Heady Topper right now, we'd be over the moon with it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
No, probably not.
I know. Pliny, man, every time I try it, it's
same here, Tim.
Mind-blowing.
Pliny,
that's
always
also
got to
be fresh. So.
Yeah. But you always hear about Pliny. Everybody, like, loves Pliny. When we had it, loved it. Fucking loved it. Yep. It was so good.
All right, so let's talk about Athens a little bit, because we went there last weekend.
Outside of the competition. It was a fun time.
It was actually 2 weekends ago, not last weekend. But we went for Ohio Beer Week, which, if you haven't been and you don't know what it is, basically the whole city is taken over by craft breweries in Ohio.
Breweries?
For a whole week.
Right. It's actually 10 days.
Yeah, it's 2 weekends in the week.
What?
Yeah. So it's a college town, if you're not familiar with Athens, Ohio.
Ohio University.
Right. So the college is there, and there's a lot of quote-unquote college bars. Now, the nice thing about Ohio Beer Week is that it's during the summer, so most of the college kids are gone, and it's mostly, you know, people who are our age in their 30s or late 20s, maybe in the 40s.
I thought that until some of the later the bars that we went to later at night.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of alumni there.
No. There was a lot.
Yeah, Jim, late at night, yeah.
Late at night, there was a lot of college-age kids.
Okay. Oh, sure. Those chicks gave us pizza. That was cool.
That was pretty cool. So it's a pretty cool time. Each bar in the city, they're even college bars. They have Ohio breweries come in and take over all their taps. So you go to all these different breweries, and they have, like, a card or, like, a sheet of paper that says all these beers from Ohio and where they're located, what brewery to find them at. So you can basically look at this list and say, oh my God, they have this beer and it's at this brewery. We have to go to that or that bar. We have to go to that bar to get this beer. Yeah. So it's a really cool time. So, you know, as soon as you get there, you look at the list and you find what beers you want. And you seek them out all day long. So it was really, really awesome.
Well, one of our favorite bars to go there now is J Bar, which is, I think
J Bar rules.
I think it's like a pretty douchey college bar normally.
Yeah.
But it's so awesome during Beer Week because they usually host Listermans, which we're huge fans of.
Yeah. Listermans rules.
And they have two levels.
What was that beer that we had there? It was like strawberry donut or something?
No, it wasn't donut. It was...
It was a Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, it was some sort of berry sour, and it was fantastic. Oh,
that was so good.
If anybody knows what we had... please write in and tell us what
it was. Listermans.
We don't.
You tell us what we had.
But the coolest part I thought this year was they have two levels. On the second level, they had mini can jam, which I've never seen before. It was a tiny can jam.
It's a weird game, man.
Yeah,
it's so hard too. Like,
and the cans were sitting on top of
mini kegs,
pony kegs. Yeah.
I think Tim said he doesn't like it because he got his ass kicked.
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Jim and I smoked. I mean,
smoked. We smoked. Destroyed him.
I feel bad, actually. I actually feel bad.
Because every other time in Can Jam, Tim's like, I'm on John's team real quick.
That's true.
I'm on John's team.
That's true.
And they usually destroy people. So when we beat their asses nonstop, game after game after game after game after game in mini Can Jam, I did not feel bad. I felt great.
Yeah, like it would have been one thing if it was like a hard-fought battle back and forth, and we ended up winning.
Exactly.
But it was not. It was a bloodbath. Oh, my God.
I can't
sleep well at night anymore thinking what I did with it.
You're haunted by it.
I didn't say that I didn't like the game. I just said it's weird.
It was fun though. It was weird, but it was fun.
Yeah, so they touted it as like the indoor can jam type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was awesome.
Describe it for me because I wasn't there. How many was it?
Dude, the frisbee is like 6 inches.
Yeah, it's about 6 inches. Yeah. It's like a personal pan pizza.
Yeah.
It's no bigger than your hand.
Okay.
And the can is only probably 8 inches around. It's tiny. It's like this big.
Sure.
Yeah, he's holding up something.
Eight inches.
You guys can't see what he's doing.
I said 8 inches.
Yeah, 8 inches.
It's less than a foot in diameter. I mean, it's tiny. It's significantly smaller than the regular
can. It's a foot. It's like, you know, the size of my penis.
Oh, okay. Now we know. Okay.
Yeah. He's feeling emasculated. So
other than that, it's exactly like normal can jam, but it's just.
So you got the slot in the front.
Same exact game, just that's kinda mini cool. Mini can jam. It was so much fun.
You got to think that's impossible to get a slot, though, right?
I don't know. I almost had one.
You were pretty close on that one. I don't know. I'm sure it's happened, but, yeah, it's probably way harder. Because those Frisbees, because they're small, they're also harder to control, I guess.
They're
way
harder to slap in the hole, too. I mean, you got
how far apart would you say you stood?
Maybe a little bit closer to normal can jam length, which is 15, kind of arbitrary anyway. But
I'd say 15 feet.
But the Frisbee still flew really nicely. Like, it's still, like, you throw the Frisbee and it still sailed like a normal Frisbee.
I'd say probably more than 15 feet. It's like 25 feet.
So this got me thinking, you know, we love can jam in our group of friends. Now, what if there was mini Beersbee?
That'd be crazy.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Just teeny tiny beers. And you know what the bottles would be? They'd be
Little
those,
King,
those bottles of like Parrot Bay or whatever.
I was thinking like Coronitos.
Or Little Kings?
Little Kings.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The little tiny Coronas. They're only like 5 ounces.
Yay.
What are they called, Tim?
Coronitos.
Yeah, Coronitos.
Yeah.
Coronitos. Yeah. I don't know.
Tough.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I want to play that.
Let's make it.
Anyway, so in Athens.
If anybody makes it, we have it. We already talked about it. Copyright.
For those of you for those of you that weren't following along on Instagram, we did the mustache thing like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many people came up to Marius and said, "You're buying my beer tonight."
Cozy, you weren't there. Guess how many?
What was the thing?
Marius made a thing where he said, "If you come up to me when we're at Athens and you say, 'I listen to the podcast,' I'll buy you a beer." And if you come up to him and you have just a mustache, he'll buy your beer all night.
Correct.
I'm going to say 3.
You're close.
Zero. Yeah. Zero. We were hoping.
I thought we were talking about this because it actually happened.
We were hoping for 10 people to do it.
I wanted 100 people to do it.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, because we go a lot of places, and people are like, oh, I listen to your podcast. I follow you on Instagram. So it is surprising that at least not one or two people did that.
Yeah, yeah. So we looked funny. We all had mustaches. We followed through with our plan. It was
except for Tim.
Yeah, Tim did take it.
Tim, I don't know. I don't know what happened, man. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, okay, you didn't want to say, you know, shave your stash. Okay, I get it. You know, it looks weird. Although we would be in a group of just mustaches, so it wouldn't look that weird. But like,
I think Marius, we wore just mustaches and we like fit in. Like people were like, yeah, those two guys are together. Yeah, like
those guys fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not each other. Like they, not each other. Like they look cool. Like,
yeah,
like two dudes with mustaches.
But Tim, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened to you. You got like a total white trash.
Yeah. Explain what you did.
Job.
Explain it.
I don't really know how to describe it.
Well,
but
you have a full beard, so you just took the chin off.
Yeah. And the I shaved it all the way up to my jawline underneath. And I shaved the chin. So I had the mustache and the cheeks.
Mutton chops connected by a mustache, basically.
Yeah. Right. Essentially.
Right.
Yeah. So and then he wore a metal ass t-shirt
with cut off sleeves.
Yeah. With cut sleeves.
I mean, you look like you belonged in Athens.
Yeah.
Especially when we were at like Little Fish, outskirts of Athens. Those people have that. Dude,
all, serious. All you needed was a mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you're like great. You're like Joe Dirt's cousin.
I would have had if I had like a weave or something. I would have wore it.
Weave. Do That's guys funny. Have weaves? Can you connect a weave to a guy's hair?
No, I'd like push it into a hat or something.
Yeah,
you know,
you should. Yeah, you should have went to the Halloween store.
All right, guys. So Athens, we went to a few. Well, I think we just went to three breweries. But what was your favorite?
Jackie O's, dude. Jackie O's is so damn good. That rhubarb. What was that rhubarb beer that we had? That was insane.
It was strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb beer was so damn good. So that was the beer that I had a flight. I had five. We all had kind of different beers, but I had a flight. That was my favorite one that I had. And then after the event, after the competition, we went back to Jackie O's, and I said, I want to get that rhubarb beer again. And we went back, and it was fucking sold out. I was so bummed. Yeah, I really wanted that one again.
Same.
I really liked.
I wanted a whole pint of it or whatever, you know?
I really like Little Fish. And I actually forgot to bring a bottle that we got.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was say, next podcast.
So like we don't have seven more beers to drink tonight anyway.
Little Fish was weird. Like Little Fish.
Yeah, I mean it was because it was kind of in the middle of nowhere.
But I thought that was quaint. I thought that was cool. I thought
the weird part.
The whole place was cool. I liked how they had the pavilion with the tables.
Yeah.
And like the inside was really neat.
All right, so what's weird?
The weird stuff was their beers were all like farmhousey.
Yeah, and
what are you
that's
talking
kind of thing,
about? Dude, they had New England every IPAs. Single type of beer.
Oh, a lot of them tasted farmhouse.
Oh my god!
Dude, they had New England IPAs,
and it tasted like a farmhouse.
But that's their thing, though. They do sours. They do farmhouse beers.
A lot of farmhouse shit.
Yeah, I mean, I was there a week before, and I thought Little Fish was kind of had the broadest offering, but Jackie O's was fantastic, but. Little Fish was kind of more eclectic. I was able to try some different things.
I really liked Little Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked their it. Their sours just different. Were really good. Really good.
It was just different. I liked it. It's just different.
That New England I had was really good. I got a pint.
Yeah, Nate, I know.
My favorite was the one that Marius and I got. So this is a funny story. I had a flight, and I got one beer that nobody else had on my flight. Okay, it was called the Learned Astronomer, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was the Learned Astronomer.
Learned Astronomer. Okay.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was a sour. It might have been a farmhouse sour beer.
No, it was just a sour.
Sour with cherry.
Everything is farmhouse.
Am I a farmhouse? Am I a farmhouse beer, Jim?
It was a sour made with cherries. Okay, and it was absolutely delicious. And it was aged in wine barrels.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yep,
okay.
I do.
Very good. Okay, loved it. And I had Marius try it. We both went in. We're like, let's get a bomber of that to go. And I'm like, Marius, you know what? Just give me money later. I'll put it on my tab. I'll buy the two bottles.
What a lie. What a liar.
What do you mean,
what a liar? I was standing in line to get my own bottle, and then you're like, oh, well, I got two bottles, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, how much? So, Cozy, two bombers. How much?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Yeah, that was the unpleasant
part. What's the price on that, you think?
The beer was really good, but...
$25?
$40?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. $20 bomber?
Yeah. Oh, I was at
very expensive, but it's really good. I can't wait to try
it. Hey, I'll say last weekend.
I got wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Last weekend, I was at Great Lakes, and they had some barrel-aged bottles, bombers.
Oh.
And
oh, they did? Did you happen to get any?
I did.
Oh. Did you happen to bring any to the podcast?
One of them I do have, if we can get to it, but... it was interesting because my girlfriend was like, hey, you know, you've been buying dinner and stuff like this. I'll buy these for you. And I'm like, hon, I'm going to get four of these. The tab was like
$85.
Because they were each like 20 bucks. So, some of your better beers, you will do $20.
What is this?
Dude, you gave me the bullshit this beer.
What is this?
I did it.
First of all, it's a commercial beer. Why the fuck is there that much true? Right.
What is this beer that
you just poured? I'm sorry, Cozy. I got real heated.
No, I'm good.
I got real heated.
The listeners heard it.
What is this? It's a beer. Who brought this?
Oh my God.
This is my jizz.
So Tim just poured a beer in four different cups, and all four cups were different colors.
Like, yeah. Way different.
Look at this. This looks like mud.
Hold on. You gotta take a picture.
This is
of
bullshit, dude.
Marius's is brown. Mine's brown, too. Look
mine's
at mine.
Orange.
And Tim's is orange.
Look mine's look like baby formula with shit in it.
Marius,
you need to shake it up first or something.
Yours looks like you have like blood in your piss.
Yeah.
Yes. It's because it's like a reddish.
If I pissed poop, yeah.
Right?
How do they have different colors? Like, usually you see, like, sediment, but not different colors.
All right. Let's all talk about what we taste, though, and see if
it smells real sour.
Well, Jim's going to taste like beehives and pine trees, but.
Beehives and buttholes.
That's sour.
It tastes like Berliner Weiss with lemon and honey.
I'm gonna say this is a dessert Berliner Weiss.
Yeah.
I'm getting strawberry.
What do you guys think about it?
I think it's drinkable.
Yeah, it's slightly tart. I don't know how tart your guys' is, but mine is just slightly tart, which I appreciate, especially since you do have some of those like sweet elements, like the strawberry.
Doesn't really taste it.
And I know what it is.
Tried Cozy's, and Cozy's was
It's a little cleaner.
Different color, but they taste the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is strawberry donut beer.
Wow.
Berliner Weiss from Platform.
I would never expect that to look that color, that different.
Too slushy.
The only reason I was able to say it was a dessert Berliner Weiss was...
knew what it was?
No, I think we had what's that one out of New York area? I brought one to a podcast in the past. But anyways...
Trillium?
I like these. No, it was... Citra Pop, and I can't remember the name of the brewery.
I don't remember the name of
the
brewery.
But yeah, anyways.
It's very good.
I don't like milkshake IPAs
much. We've all faded out on those pretty quick.
But I kind of like the dessert Berliner Weiss.
But you like milkshake sours.
Yeah, because the sweetness is balanced by the sourness.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour Saget.
Yeah,
like can we talk just really quickly about milkshake IPAs?
Yeah, but hold on. So this uses...
That's one thing that Platform does that I love. They kind of list their ingredients, or at least what they're going for, on the side. So go ahead, Tim.
So they use a lot of like light colored grains for it, but they use crystal hops, and for the adjuncts they use flaked wheat, strawberry puree, and vanilla beans.
That's awesome.
And honestly, now that I read this, I can definitely taste that vanilla bean in there.
Yeah, because that's the one that's not immediately obvious to you, but it makes sense because it is pretty smooth.
I think that's what I was mistaken for lemon.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, like the strawberry tartness with the vanilla. Right. I could see lemony. How you there. Yeah, yeah.
Do they mention the yeast that they use?
Yeah, they use. Hold on, sorry. American ale.
American.
That's weird for a Berliner Weiss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not necessarily. I mean,
yeah. It's
Marius and I use German ale, which is still pretty neutral.
Hmm. Yeah, because the yeast. I mean, the yeast does its work after the sour.
If it's a kettle sour. Yes.
It probably is.
Look at the sediment on these fucking glasses.
It does look gross. Look at this.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah, we got to wash these glasses out during the break.
So, by the way, this beer was amazing at the brewery. Amazing.
Yeah.
You guys had it at the brewery?
You did not?
I didn't. No.
Oh, man, it was amazing at the brewery.
Well, I mean, I had it right now.
So, I'll save that for off-air, that story.
Anyway,
it was really good.
When I ordered this four-pack, the guy said it on the counter, and he said, I just want you to know, You have to keep this refrigerated, and if you don't, it will start fermenting again.
Crazy, isn't it?
Isn't that, I think it's weird.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did they stop fermentation?
So that, they had to have.
So that's also making me think that it was not kettle soured.
It was full blown.
Because if the bacteria is like...
Still present in there.
Still present, yeah. It's going to continue going.
So was this that fungus
But that bacteria doesn't ferment it. It's the yeast that does.
Right, exactly. It kind of does, though.
Because
there are byproducts from the bacteria that are resembling of fermentation.
But if you boil it, then it just kills it off, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they might not have boiled it off. Because I know Platform has their sour facility now, so they might be doing some different things.
That is definitely true. I just wonder if they just cut off fermentation at a specific point to give
just
it
the
sweetness and the body. By cold crashing. And so like you have to keep it at a cold temperature now.
Right.
By the way, Marius, this is completely off topic.
Cool.
Platform.
Thanks, Jim.
had that brewed IPA from
there. Yeah. The tiny bubbles, yeah.
It was, you got a frog in your throat, man?
Sorry.
No, he's got a dick in his mouth.
Tiny Bubbles was so damn good. Did you have it?
I did. The beer I had at the beer fest in New York was better.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I had just last weekend, I had a brewed IPA from Great Lakes Brewing. It was junk compared to the
I had that
one.
Too.
I had one.
It was okay. It
didn't taste like a brewed. That was the first brewed I ever had.
Yeah.
I had one.
Like a regular IPA.
I had one in Market Garden too. They didn't label it as a brute, but like by the description, that's clearly what they're going for.
Yep.
So they fucked it up, and they still wanted to sell it.
It was fine, I guess.
Yeah. It just the one at Great Lakes just tasted like an IPA.
All right. Break.
Yeah.
Let's rinse out these glasses, and we'll get some more. And I want
to
talk.
We got a lot of other stuff to drink.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of
Let's rapid fire. So you. What we used to do is we would chug at the beginning of the podcast. Let's just like backload it.
We still do that. God. We just did that today.
God. All right. Yeah. Let's rinse out glasses. Cozy, you've got a great beer.
Let's go to Platform sexual. After this.
It's very sexual.
Jim, shut up.
I'm down, Jim. Sex box.
You driving?
No, we're in Uber.
Maybe.
Absolutely not.
Dang it, Jim. It's my turn with the sex box.
If not, let's go to Porco.
We're not going to Porco. I'm definitely not going to Porco.
Let's go to Porco.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're just going to talk quickly about Marius's trip to the East Coast.
Hell yeah. Poop story.
I have an awesome poop story that I've been teasing. So make sure you listen to the last segment, because I think it's going to be a good one.
You sound so excited.
They're usually the best.
It's going to be Blotto.
They're usually the best segment.
Yeah, stay tuned for the best segment. All right, during the break, we poured up another beer. We have Single Cut as the brewery. Sorry, what the hell's the name of this beer?
This is called Hypnosis. It's like hypnosis, but there's a G somewhere in there.
Hypnosis.
Hypnosis. Like a gnome almost. I don't know. Hypnosis.
The
IPA.
G is silent.
It's 5% alcohol. It's IBU 72.
Yep.
I don't know what else to say about it.
So we've had other single cup beers. We do it on the podcast. I don't remember.
We did. I remember one. I don't know if it's the Billy or the Full Stack or something like that.
Full Stack.
I love
that. That was so damn good.
So I probably had like four or five of their beers.
Yeah.
And every single one has been bomb.
Yeah, they're a bit expensive for a single can, but they're so good.
They do a real good job. So when I was up in New York, I they had some at a local store, and I was like, okay, I got to have one. And this one is one that I haven't seen around here. So... I don't know. Cheers.
Tim and I just had the same reaction. We took a drink, and both of us just put our heads back and smiled so fucking big.
Dude, I didn't even know anybody was looking at me.
I know. I had just done that, and I'm like, I want to see everyone else's reaction. He's like, he did the same thing as me.
This tastes like an IPA, but like Fruit Loops at the same time.
This is fucking amazing.
Did you rinse your glass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did rinse my glass. You don't think it tastes like Fruit
Loops? It's like...
No,
It's juicy, maybe. But it finishes
or
dry.
Fruity pebbles.
It is, yeah. You're right, Cozy. It's very dry in the finish,
which I love that.
Oh, this is bomb.
This is a 10. I'm not. This is so damn good.
Jim is in a given mood today.
Yeah, he is.
We've had some good beers. This is really good.
This is excellent. I honestly think the last time we had single cut, we were all rating it like a 12.
Agreed.
Oh my god, that one's so fucking good. That one's really good. So. I was able to grab this one just because I haven't seen this one around here, so I don't know if they distribute this one or not, but I'm glad you guys like it.
So yeah, thank
Single
you.
Cut does great stuff. And we also had a Greenpoint beer before the podcast that you guys really liked as well.
Oh, that was really, really
good
too.
Greenpoint?
Yeah, this is a Greenpoint.
They have that really 90s label.
Yeah, yeah, a real 90s Fuck Jerry type can. yeah, but what I guess the highlight of my trip to New York had to be the New York Beer Fest, which they held at Citi Field. So they held it at the ballpark.
That's cool.
That so, and you were on the field, right?
Yeah, so if you got the VIP tickets, you got to go on the field, on the track, like the warning track, and then the dugouts.
That's so cool.
So that was like what an awesome experience. Like that
you couldn't step on the grass?
I mean, you couldn't, but I did anyway.
Dude, Rebel!
You're bad.
Touched that grass. You better fucking believe I touched that grass.
I would have too.
It felt like grass. Anyway, it was cool. There were a lot of really good smaller New York breweries there. So that was really cool. That's why I was super excited to go. I had the best brewed IPA that I've ever had. I think it was called like Little Elephant Brewing or something like
cool
that.
Cool name.
Yeah, it was cool.
Little name. Elephant.
They have a pretty cool logo too.
Elephants
and
are
then,
cool.
Okay. Then I had some Equilibrium beer. Holy shit.
Is that the brewery? Equilibrium?
Yes.
I never heard
yes.
of them.
Oh my God. Dude, it's insane. I had like a mango double IPA. I came twice.
Twice.
Oh my God.
Twice.
Back to back, like
Skate.
Here's the best part. I was the beer fest started at 12 at noon.
Daytime one.
I was hungover. I threw up half an hour before that.
What?
And I was like,
and then you had to go drink all these beers.
Yeah, I went to the beer fest, all right. And I'll be honest, I was struggling. So I was like, okay, let me get a pilsner. You know, let me get something light.
You got to go bourbon barrel.
You
got to
do a little you got to do a little hair of the dog. What'd you have the night before, man? You drink that.
And then I had this Equilibrium MC Squared. That's their beer. That's what they call it. And I was back on my fucking feet, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, I was living life. I was
ready to
slamming
go.
IPAs all day.
It's like fucking
long.
Red Bull.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, I loved it. It was a fantastic experience. And, you know, honestly, the best part was the location, like where it was. It was such a unique location. It wasn't like a convention center. It wasn't like a
big
box.
Yeah, I wish like Indians would do that. That'd be awesome. Yeah. I would love to go to that.
It was really cool. So we just essentially just walked around the stadium and got beers and got beers and got beers. And
that's
it was
awesome.
Cool. So definitely like to do something like that again because it was a cool experience.
No, that sounds really cool. I would love to have been there with you to sit on the field. Stand on the field, whatever
stand
you're doing,
field, yeah.
And drink beer. How cool is that? You're standing on the an MLB team's.
Yeah,
it's not our team
in New York. Too,
yeah,
though.
How cool is that?
And this was, you guys don't care because you guys don't like the Mets or the Yankees, but it was a day game. It was a Subway Series. Mets were playing the Yankees.
No, that's really cool.
And they had it up on the big screen. Yeah.
So they were playing at Yankees.
Yeah, it was. Okay. They were playing in the Bronx.
So
yeah,
that's really cool. But I still think you fucked up that whole trip by getting no cheese whiz.
Oh, fuck you, man. All right, fuck you.
Trip is fucking a failure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Might as well not go.
Eat my short dick.
Can I give some advice to our listeners? Like, if you want to have the longest orgasm you've ever had in your life...
Get cheese whiz on your Philly cheesesteak.
No. Drink a full glass of this beer.
This is really good.
It's like
way.
It's a dude, I'm...
This is a 10.
I'm jizzing nonstop. It's crazy.
It's just
I'm
like
gonna
a constant flow.
Dude, it's fantastic.
Do you guys not get like a hint of Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops?
Maybe a little.
I get that in some beers, though.
This is so good. Like, this is seriously so damn good. It's like the perfect
Brewery Hall of Fame beer.
I mean, this is so damn good.
You guys are welcome.
Yeah.
Although, I don't like that beer that much.
Are you serious?
Don't
like it?
Yeah, I'm going to give it like a 7. It's
wow.
A really solid beer. I think it tastes kind of weird.
All right, Jim.
The new Jim. What up?
He's gonna be pissed about
new gym.
He's gonna be pissed about babies and shit soon.
I hate babies and popcorn.
What's wrong with hating babies?
All right, can I tell you guys my poop story?
Oh shit!
Yeah,
yes,
we love to hear this.
We've been wanting to hear this poop story for a little bit, but I also want to have another beer poured. So,
let's just tell the story, and then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll drink.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We'll drink without you guys.
I love
it's gonna
poop.
Take me a minute.
I love poop.
All right.
I still so Marius says he doesn't really like it. He fucking slammed that beer. He's done. I still have like a decent amount in my cup.
No, it was good. It was good, but it wasn't.
He slammed
it
though.
It was not next level stuff for me. That's all.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You drank it pretty quick.
Are you guys ready for this
poop
story?
Let's hear it. And it's a friend of ours.
Oh, this is going to be good.
All right. So a friend of ours.
You got to name the name, though.
Has this friend been on the podcast?
He has.
Ooh.
Okay. You got to name his name.
His name is Ricky.
All right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sorry, Rick.
What did he do?
All right. So he works at a hospital.
Okay.
All right. Part-time. And he said that he's going to kill me. All right, so he went into the bathroom at the hospital and took a dump.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing unusual there.
Right, right, yeah. right. And he said that when he was done, he flushed and the toilet was clogged.
Okay.
So it started overflowing on his
head. It didn't overflow. He said that it was just clogged and it wouldn't go down.
That's a bad feeling. As somebody that takes, you know, huge shits.
Yeah, as the water starts to rise and it's not going down.
You're like, you got to stop.
No, that's when I'm like, I got to get out of this stall right now because it's going to flush all over my feet. All right,
it's no good. Like, you panic sinks in.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially
you're
at
like holding your breath.
At home, it's way worse though.
Oh yeah, because it's your house.
Yeah, yeah, and there's poop water gonna flow onto your floor and shit. You know.
Well, anyway, Ricky.
All right, so listen, I want to ask you guys a question before I go any further with this story. If you poop in a toilet in public, work or not work or anywhere in public,
okay,
but including your work, okay, and you clog the toilet up. What do you do?
Walk away.
Yeah.
You fucking walk away.
I've actually never had to do that, to walk away.
But you would.
But every time it doesn't go down the first flush, I'm like, I'm planning my escape.
I agree. No, to me, there's no second flush.
I'm planning my escape like to the detail where, like, okay, I'm going to get out of the stall, and if there's nobody else in like the common area of the bathroom, I'm just going to walk away, not even wash my hands.
That's where you lost me.
Because let's say I'm washing my hands and somebody comes in. And my stall, the clogged up stall, is the only one that's empty. They're going to go in there and they're going to know it's me.
Yeah,
they're going to know it's me. I can't risk that. I would rather get pink eye.
I'd run out of the bathroom with my pants unbuttoned still. Sprint down the hall.
So I've had this where it's like the toilet water started rising to an abnormal rate where, like, you know, when you normally flush, it just basically goes down.
Yeah.
But when you flush it and the toilet's already been clogged, the water just goes up. You know? So I've had that happen in a public bathroom before. So I've just, like, I think subconsciously, I already have all my shit buttoned up and ready. The stall door is already open, and then I flush, so I have an escape.
What if it was an auto flush? Hypothetical auto flush.
Good question.
It automatically flushes before you can even button your pants.
Then you need to get the fuck out because it's going to keep going.
This is a next level move. Okay. I take a piece of toilet paper and I cover that auto flusher.
You do?
Yes. Oh, shit. Yeah. No way. That works.
Yes, I do.
You always that
works.
Do that?
Yes. No, Jim, that works.
Yes, it works. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Game changer.
Why do you do that?
Game changer.
Because I hate when I'm sitting on the toilet and then just out of nowhere it flushes.
Yeah, that's the
worst. I've had that happen to me where, like, my dick gets wet because the water flushes.
Jim, I wonder, is it because you're wearing a certain color shirt?
I've always theorized.
Or maybe it's a black shirt or something.
I don't know anything about it. I just know for some reason I'm sitting there and automatically it just starts
flushing.
That's
the worst, dude. It splashes your balls. It sucks.
Yeah.
With poop water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what I do is if I see that auto flusher, I take a piece of toilet paper and I lay it over the top. And it dangles over that little sensor, and it works.
Dude's got a routine. I like it.
Dude, that's awesome. I'm going to do that.
It works.
All right.
So I hate those auto flushers. I like the one that has a little lever that you can kick with your foot.
You kick it
with your foot on your way out the stall. Like, the door's open, and I kick it, and then I'm on my way out.
That way, if it overflows, you have no idea.
No, I have an idea, but I'm not in the radius of the flood zone.
You're not in the watershed?
Yeah.
So what did Ricky do in this situation?
So Ricky...
Wait, hold on. Cozy was pretty quiet there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly...
His shoes are currently wet with shoe water.
I just recently did... No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, if there's a plunger nearby,
I've had this
in a public bathroom, though, where, like, they have the plunger and shit nearby.
That's a bad sign when you first start. If the plunger's staying in there, you got to be like, this toilet plugs up all the time.
Yeah.
I better not shit here.
Yeah, and I've had that happen before And just instantly, it's just like, I don't know. It's like some instinct kicks in and you're just like, grab the plunger and just start going so that it doesn't overflow.
While it's still like the toilet water's swirling around.
Dude, you it's fucking panic, man.
You are panicked. I mean, listen.
Yeah, the last thing I'm thinking about is I'm in the fucking fire zone. I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm not like, let me get this thing unplugged.
It's not going to be a geyser,
like,
Jim.
I'm out of here. Like, right? Let somebody else deal with this type of
thing. It's not going to be a doo-doo geyser. It's just going to slowly
it's
not a doo-doo
geyser, but it's enough to flood poop water onto your shoes sometimes.
That's fair.
And I don't want any type of poop water at a public bathroom where there's other people's poop on my shoes.
All right, so let me ask you. You're at work, and your stall is pretty close to where you work. But you're like your cube or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
It starts overflowing. It doesn't actually go over the top, but it's plugged up for sure. What do you do? You walk away?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Like when you're done flushing, the water is all the way at the seat.
No, let's just say it doesn't overflow, but it's definitely not going down.
I don't say a fucking word.
All right. Yeah, so
nobody knows.
I agree with that, you guys. I 100% am on your side. I walk away and fucking zip my mouth.
Yes. That thing, so a coworker comes, he was the next person to shit, he said, the toilet overflowed. I'd be like, well, I used it last, it was fine.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I used the other stall.
Yeah.
It was like that when I was in there, too.
I just used the urinal. You say, it went down for me.
Yeah, I didn't peed. Shit.
I shit in the urinal.
Smash it in there.
Anyway, so our friend Rick, who's been on this podcast, he said he was in the bathroom at the hospital, flushed, didn't go down.
But it didn't overflow.
Did not overflow.
Yeah.
This motherfucker put his hand in the toilet and pulled
the
toilet
paper. Oh, come on! No! No, he didn't.
He said he pulled the toilet paper out and flushed.
He's lying. What do you mean he pulled the toilet paper out?
That's someone else's toilet paper that he's
on.
It was his.
First of all, that's so...
He pooped. Flushed. It didn't go down.
That's soaked toilet paper. What is he going to do by pulling it out?
He pulled it out and then flushed it again. And he said, he's like, Tim, trust me, I had to really work myself up to that point. He was like pacing around the bathroom going, you got this. You got this. And he reached in and grabbed it really quick and flushed.
Why not just walk out
at
that
work?
Point?
Did it work?
Yeah, he said it worked. Flushed.
No. Yeah, and then he washed his hands quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope
he
so.
Said he scrubbed his whole arms.
No, he didn't wash, and then he went and...
He took a shower.
Took care of a patient.
Yeah.
It gave them their food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's really flawed logic in that because, first of all, you know, you could say, leave it for the janitor type of thing. But look, the janitor has got tools.
Yeah, he's got tools.
He ain't reaching in with his hands, okay?
Yeah, that's barbaric, dude.
Like, yes, it sucks for that janitor to take care of the clogged toilet, but he's got a tool where he does not have to reach his hand into the toilet to take care of it. So why would he grab shitty toilet paper
with his hand?
Why would you put your hand in the toilet, man?
So that thing had to have been clogged before he was in there, okay? There's no way that you're the one that clogs it and the water still rises. I don't think there's a possibility for that.
He said, yeah. I don't think, he didn't say that it rose.
He said it was clogged. And
yeah,
the water
it clogged.
Was
it wouldn't
no,
go
it
down.
Didn't go up. Yeah, just the shit wouldn't go down.
He's insane.
I'm never shaking
well,
that dude's
hand. It's the same.
So I love Ricky to death, but that dude's nuts.
I'm gonna, dude, wait, insane. Next time he's on the podcast, we got to bring it up.
Absolutely. We got to do a follow up on that.
Yeah. All right, well, did you see what the talk just did?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, this is a good point to wrap it up, I think. What do you guys think?
Yeah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, this is Dudes Ripping Brews. We're the Brewly Boys. Follow us on Instagram if you don't already at Brewly Boys. Send us emails. We get, you know, some people email us, but we want more. It's brewly@brewlyboys.com.
Yep.
Anything else from you guys?
Send us beers.
Yeah,
we had some friends send us beers that we tried on air that the label was completely covered up. That was a lot of fun.
That was really cool. Yeah. If you want us to evaluate your beers, you know, we'll let you know what you think.
If you're a home brewer, that would be even cooler because the ones that we've had were commercial brews. So how cool would a home brew on air be? Yeah, we'd love to do that.
I would say if you're a home brewer or you're interested in home brewing and you'd like to do a meetup or kind of have like a regular meeting with us, we've actually been tossing around that idea, so if you're interested, throw us an email on that too.
Not only that, but if you're cool and interesting, we want you to come on the podcast.
But you got to be cool and interesting.
That's that's the only requirement.
And you got to have some poop stories, like locked and loaded.
Hell yeah.
But honestly, if you're not cool and you're not interesting, but you have a poop story, email us that poop story.
We'll use it anyway.
We'll read it on air because poop stories seem to be what we like to talk about.
Also, send us non-poop stories and non-beer stories. We like reading fan emails. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Right? My favorite part of this whole show.
Yeah. Maybe on the next. We didn't get to any emails today. Maybe on the next one.
That sounds good.
But all right. Thank you for listening again. And
catch you guys next week.
Yeah. We'll be posting one probably in about a week or so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you later.
All right, guys. Thank you.